Time out. Oh, and I'll just go right for it.
Yeah, why don't you?
If we get any kind of revenue at all, we're going to start being wild.
You can take it off when you're having sex, I heard.
Welcome everyone, welcome to Music Swear By. This is the show where I, neighbor Paul, get together in my fucking fort with buddies of mine in the hood, and we listen to music containing profanity in the fort. Tonight we got
neighbor Tony!
Neighbor Dave!
What was that?
You are?
What's neighbor fucking Rhonda.
Here we go. All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Call
so,
you special ed if you keep that up.
we're gonna do our best tonight. We got four of us here crowded into the fort, and I'm glad Tony's back because I had to kind of run the show last time. I don't know if you were scraping out some bull semen or whatever you were doing last Saturday, but you're back here, dude. You're back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
I have some bones to pick with the three of you. I listened to that last podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to ask. Wait, hey, Paul, I appreciate you introing.
Sure.
Wait a minute. So are you listening to the podcast on headphones while jerking off a bowl?
I am no longer working as an artificial breeding technician.
All right, summer gig only.
That work has dried up and gone south for the winter.
All right.
Ask the question out loud.
You did that?
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Do you have questions about it?
No, I don't have any idea or want to know what the hell you did to that bull to get it off.
It wasn't that bull.
Yeah.
Tony was a certified barnyard masturbator.
You go, boy.
Technically. All right, no, we're not doing this. We did this on a podcast.
No, listen, three or four podcasts ago.
I have
like
a bone to pick with the three of you. But I'd also like to talk about current events, hence the whole Mitt Romney, whatever.
Right.
How do I transition?
Binder of women?
Oh, my God.
He binds women? No, yeah. I'm more interested in what he does to dogs. Binds them to roof racks, right, Dave?
Which one are we talking about? What do we want to talk about here?
There's a story going around the internet about Mitt Romney. And this story started in 1983 when Mitt Romney decided to go on vacation. They lived in Massachusetts.
A young Mormon lad.
He packed his whole family, which included five boys, into his station wagon and realized he didn't have enough room for his dog. It's an Irish setter named Seamus.
Seaman?
So
Seamus.
So what he did is he took his
it's Seamus,
dog,
you left me on the roof.
He took his dog crate and strapped it to the roof of his...
Keep drinking, Rhonda.
Oh, I love it.
All right, go ahead.
That was awesome.
That was fucking good.
Seamus, you make me pee my pants.
It seems like I'm up here on the roof.
You think you find time to leave me, loose wheel? Okay, Dave, continue.
Right. So Mitt Romney strapped his Irish setter in a dog kennel to the roof of his station wagon. And then proceeded to drive for 14 hours to some place in Canada.
God.
That's asinine.
All right. So let's give this a pass-fail. Start with Dave. Dave, pass-fail.
That's a fail. It's a fail. Because the dog got up on the roof and immediately got sick. Halfway through the trip, they started seeing feces run down the window because the dog shit himself because he was so scared.
I think you're biasing the next voters.
Rhonda, pass-fail.
Fail.
Two fails.
It's fucking ridiculous. You don't put your dog, who's part of your family, on the goddamn roof.
Sorry. All right, Paul, pass fail.
I'd say probably a big ass fail. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm a slight pass. I'm like a just above average on the pass. I grew up in a country where dogs rode in the back of trucks.
Yeah.
And dogs lived outside unless it was below zero. I mean, this,
a truck has four sides. A roof has nothing.
Well, okay, yes.
Hello? Knock, puddin' head.
Don't be putting words in my mouth.
Bullshit. A roof has nothing.
That's true. But if you could secure the dog carrier, the kennel, it's tight enough to the roof, then it would be safe. Then it would be okay, right?
No, it would never be okay.
Okay, and I'll give you the sick dog thing. If the dog has never been outside a day in its life.
The dog was petrified and shat itself.
Yeah, the dog wasn't sick. The dog was petrified, and that's why. At that point, you realize you're putting your animal through stress. But if you've got a hardy hound dog who's lived its whole life outside.
No dog is hardy enough to be on a roof in a goddamn kennel going 70.
But then,
it's just not fucking sane.
Dude, wait. It's in the back of the truck. It'll stick its head over the side doing 70. They do it on purpose.
They don't stick their head out the window. They put their head. Some of them do.
He's saying, "What if it's in the back of a pickup truck?"
My dog
outside.
My dog growing
like in
up
in the country.
Yeah, used to stick its head around the cab to get the wind in its mouth.
I'm telling you, as a dog owner, and I've got three.
Yeah.
None of my dogs are going to be on a roof, and they're never going to be in the bed of a truck. I don't care if you think it's the way to go. It's just not the way to treat an animal.
Your argument doesn't hold water.
It's bullshit.
Wait, who's are you? Rhonda's doesn't?
Yours, your bullshit.
Because my aunt had I can't remember what kind of dog. She had a dog. She had a pickup truck. She was driving down the freeway with the dog in the bed of the pickup truck.
And it jumped out.
And it hit a bump.
Ooh.
And the dog went flying, went out the back of the truck, smashed on the pavement, and got run over by a semi.
Okay.
It was over.
I concede that argument. If the dog is loose running around in the back, dog claws don't dig into sheet metal very well.
No.
So I'll give you that. But if you've got the dog kennel in the back of the pickup truck.
I don't even think that's safe. A big wind comes along, whatever, and if you don't have it properly stowed or whatever, locked down, you're screwed. It's a part of your family. Would you want your mother-in-law in the back of your truck?
No. Don't give me a part of the family. I've been in a doghouse. I spent more time in my dog's doghouse
than my dog spent in my
you've been in the doghouse or a doghouse? Okay.
No, when I was a little kid, I would crawl in with Pepper the Black Lab and I would sit in a doghouse and we'd have little parties.
It's a doghouse. It's not a dog kennel in the bed of a truck going 80. Difference. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
You got a roof, shingles, a little door.
If you had the dog in the back of the pickup with a leash on, so if it hit a bump, it would just get yanked by a leash back down, is that okay?
Yeah, then he choked to death.
That's okay.
You guys are full of shit. The dog can't be in the back of the fucking car or on top of the car.
Rhonda,
I'm just saying I've been inside the dog mind, and I don't know if you have, Rhonda.
I'm telling you, you've been in the mind of a man. Yeah. It ain't working for me.
Hey, guess what? I have a song about this.
Yeah?
Yes!
No shit.
And
what? It's a song by Devo.
No way.
Oh, I love Devo.
Song out about this whole story.
What, I'm in the doghouse?
This is Devo with Don't Roof Rack Me, Bro.
All right. Chew that shit up.
This is Devo with Don't Roof Rack Me, Bro.
Oh, okay.
And Devo's got the Don't Tase Me, Bro song that's a couple years old, right?
Yeah.
Don't Tase Me, Bro.
Is it the same music?
No, it doesn't sound anything like this. I think Devo's being opportunistic here.
I'd say so.
One of the guys behind Devo is named Gary Cassell. And he says that this is not a political statement against Mitt Romney. But he went to say, this isn't a red state thing or Devo stumping for Obama, he says. But I think it's any animal lover that hears the story will learn so much about the character flaw of Romney. It's just a deal breaker about the man. My God, the world is a scary place with 7 billion people. What, you want a leader? Is some guy with some humanity at his core? I just don't feel that with this Romney guy.
It's a pretty good example, I think.
Who's saying that?
Just
the Devo.
The Devo dude. Oh,
I'm nice. Man, you know, I hate the Romney. I hate the Romster.
All right, I got to cut the song off.
Yeah, all right.
Because No swear words.
Dude, okay, I'll tell you what.
It's an obscene tongue.
Do you know what Tammy was telling me about the Mormon religion, which I'm not opposed to any religion, I don't care. She said, they promote lying to get what they want.
That's not a very compelling case against Mormons.
I don't care.
Well, they believe in space aliens, too, but I feel like...
a Mormon.
Yeah, Rhonda was going to take it to a higher level. I want to actually bring it back to Dave dating a Mormon. Yeah.
I dated a Mormon, so I have some knowledge of the Mormon religion, which is pretty fucking scary, in my opinion.
Yes, right? Tell us!
It's a fucking cult, just like the Catholic Church.
Yeah, they rewrote their Bible in the 70s, didn't they?
The difference between this cult and Catholics and Christians is they say in their Book of Mormon that someone did something bad, and the way they got punished was God turned their skin black. That's exactly how black people came to be.
Oh yeah,
it's a sin of a white man.
Well, then I should be black as coal.
Wonderful,
black and gay.
Black and gay, a double that double and under right there.
I have absolutely no love for the Mormon Church. I think it's a fucking cult, and I think it's sick. But I also think the same way of the Catholic Church. So
but you know
I
what?
I can't say much.
He's never, Mitt Romney has never had one drop of alcohol. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Oh, he couldn't be on this podcast.
He's never drank a drop of alcohol.
One drop
no, he's a Mormon.
His whole
doesn't drink.
Life.
There's no fucking way I'm voting for him now.
Wow.
Not
you
that I would have before,
drink.
But.
All
right.
The more you know. Isn't Donny Osmond?
Yes,
the Osmonds Mormon?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yep. But I respect
Donny Osmond.
I respect Donny Osmond.
I like him.
Do you know why I respect him? Because he voluntarily goes on the Howard Stern show every year, at least once a year.
Do you know why I respect him?
And he puts up with them and he gives him crap right back and
do you know why I respect him? Because he's never in the 40 years he's been married asked his wife for a blowjob.
What?
Ever.
How do you know that?
Because
he was at a Howard Stern and said and
that makes you respect him?
Yeah, well, who want to honk on that thing? I'm a lesbian, so I don't want to.
What are you talking about?
Honk!
Sorry, you ain't getting that thing in my mouth.
You got one strike against you tonight.
Rhonda, I asked Tony to blow me every other week.
Does he oblige?
Once in a while.
It's more of a gentle nudge, not a honk.
I'm telling you. Anyway, but he has never had the guts to say to his wife, hey, honey, how about a little down there? And... He'll never do it. He said he respects his wife too much to ever do that.
But
so
he hasn't
I'm
mentioned
like,
that he doesn't have to ask her. Boom,
oh no!
Boom.
I'm guaranteeing his wife has never blown him.
What have you done? What have you done to my wonderful podcast?
I don't know.
All right, step back.
I'm kidding. It's all good.
I'm totally kidding. And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Donny Osmond goes on there all the time.
He's great. He's great with
Valerie
Harrison.
Bertinelli was on his show last week, and I missed it, and I'm just pissed.
Shit.
All right, we need a song.
All right, what are we doing?
No. I got a bone to pick with you guys.
All right.
Paul, you did a podcast on your own, and you played Amanda...
Fucking Palmer.
Amanda fucking Palmer.
Yeah.
With a song that I really thought was a little bit bullshit.
What? It's a song about how she doesn't like shaved pussies.
Oh. That's too bad.
You guys remember this one?
Of course I do. I think she said what? Wait a second, I don't fucking get it. So I play a song by a chick who fucking says she doesn't like shaved pussies. She wants long, hairy bush. I don't even know if she's lesbian. She calls herself Amanda fucking Palmer, and she makes a video that constantly shows women pulling up the skirts and has all sorts of decorative muff, even one that's made of Legos.
Yeah, when was this song released?
Last year.
This was released
2011.
This was released last year. This shit has been done in the late 90s.
About shaved pussies?
I had a music career in the late 90s.
Okay.
And I delved in this sort of cutesy rock and roll. Let me play you just a bit.
All right.
Well, I don't have a problem with the shaved pussy.
She doesn't like shaved pussies.
Well, that's her problem.
I like the shaved pussy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I have no problem with it.
Shit off, all right?
That's your shit.
I did that song in 1998, and it didn't get it flopped miserably. All right. So
you got any copyrights on that bitch?
Amanda Palmer can kiss my ass, my man. All right.
Kiss your hairy white ass.
That's awesome. That's right.
Yeah.
I bought my leg that. And it, just for the record, that song was a bit dumb. I have a problem with the Lily Allen sort of cutesy, sort of rappy, singy, da-da-da. I have a problem with that music.
Hey, man, I watch that video and I get a chubby. And that's all that matters to me. Yeah, I wiggle my ass and I get a chubby.
Well, you guys
I want to see that video.
It's nonstop people pulling up their skirts and showing their bush. And everything is a decorative bush, decorative bush, decorative bush.
Rhonda, you bring us a song?
I, of course, got the best bush ever, which would be pink.
Oh.
I'm high bush. On pink.
Pink bush.
For Christ's sake.
Oh, it's pink time
I
again,
am
huh?
so high on pink. And I promise, boys, I will get off pink when she gets me off. But that might be off. This is a song that everyone, you could be male or female, and done this where you've slept with someone and you shouldn't have, and you walk away and you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. God.
And this is it, right there. And, you know.
What's it called?
It's called Walk of Shame.
Oh. We've all done the Walk of Shame, haven't we?
Hopefully not recently.
I like this, though.
I have not done that.
One step, two steps, counting tiles on the floor. Three steps, four steps. Guess this means that I'm a whore. Uh-oh, hell no. How long
till yeah, we got a hell.
Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Fuck wow. me.
What is this gal thinking? Is this a Target end cap chick?
Hey, hey, hey now.
Sorry.
Walk this way.
All right, so I want to talk about this song because right. I love hate pink. I by all means, I should hate pink.
I fucking love pink.
So we know that.
Whatever.
Okay, the woman can sing, right?
Yep.
She can sing. She's got a body to die for.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody else twirl? Get dipped into a vat of water and then come up and twirl in front of everyone at the Grammys?
I have not.
Ew.
I saw Iggy Pop in 74 do that, but you don't see that shit on the radio.
Walk this way. Walk this way. I shouldn't have let take my keys, and left me here. Too much beer, my friends, they hung me out to dry. It's not my fault, and that's why I'm doing the walk of shame. Make the elevator come. Happening. Please God, don't let anybody see me. Please God, I'll do anything you ask me.
She's got a lot of different things going on in her music, and she also is writing for Cher.
Oh, is that right?
Sorry,
every one of the songs on her albums, the last three that I've owned, she's been a writer on every song.
I don't know what to say about that.
I think that if you can write and sing, fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice. What was the name of that song?
Was that the end of the song?
Yeah. I think it was called Walk This Way.
Nice.
I'm all right with that. Oh, that's excellent. That's right. Decent.
Or no, maybe it was the walk. No, it was Walk of Shame.
Walk of Shame.
That's decent Target music.
Yeah, well, and see, that's the thing, is that once somebody becomes so freaking popular, I'm like,
unless
fuck
you
that.
Say exactly. Fuck me, yeah. Which she said fuck
right,
me.
Right.
Sorry, you can't really say that's Target music.
Well, after Nicki Minaj, anything's Target music.
Oh, that's yeah. funny, you Le bring JJ. Up Nicki Minaj.
Why is that?
I have, okay, wait, because... hold on, time out. Oh, and I'll just go right for it.
Yeah, why don't you?
So, you fucker.
Motherfuckers, you're because... knocking me down in my pink.
Back to the bone I want to pick. All right, first of all, Amanda fucking Palmer ripping me off in the 90s.
I'm sorry.
But then
about
for
that.
Two, you motherfuckers saying that Nicki Minaj cannot rap. Who brought the Nicki Minaj song?
I did, bitch.
Did you purposely pick the pissiest song that she
like
makes?
Nicki Minaj.
I don't know.
She is making. I don't watch American Idol, but she is making my Keith Urban really upset.
Wait, not yet.
And she's fucking fighting with Mariah Carey, who's dumber than a freaking log. Yeah,
I brought the Nicki Minaj song. All right,
Paul, who's the raddest rapper you've ever heard of? The tightest, fastest rapper.
Without a doubt, Bus Driver.
All right, sample of Bus Driver.
What song did we play by Bus Driver? Do you remember?
Oh, we played those in Casting Agents and Cowgirls.
Yes.
That's the song.
Listen to this guy rap.
Listen to this guy, yeah. Listen to this. Turn it up.
That doesn't sound like rap.
Just shut up and listen. You did it, you got it, you wowed the world. A casting agent and cowgirl. There's something you dressed up to kill yourself. Oh, yeah. Girl, I'm a walking plane crash, taking your moms and dads. Ostentatious and crass, pulling the guard. All right, medium fast.
I don't mind it, but where's the forward? And the Pomeroy did it get together. We're in the corner, boys, best sweater. So don't get that engagement ring engraved. Come before me that you thought that hood rats laid eggs. And that rappers were just sky pirates with peg legs. Put a kick you when you simply for the shits and giggles.
So he can, the motherfucker can rap.
Any pace.
Here's an even faster one. Vladimir Putin, while the world is a cashmere pace. You think I can knight this person, so I be proven become your golden egg. Automated border ready to tell the son of subsequent happy summer. In the pool on the side of registry, because they don't give a fuck about the funny trying to troop search. It's a moot point when if you heard. But believe the idiots for news correspondence, he did this written. Need to form a new form policy to get to give the cleanest of the pro war pandering. Now here, let me play you a little Nicki Minaj, who I think could go toe-to-toe for 8 to 9 seconds with Bus Driver.
Whoa, that's a big claim.
That is huge.
8 to 10 seconds.
I just want to know if she can sing.
This is starting.
See, I don't need the microphone.
This is not starting well, Tony.
Just give Nicki some time.
Nicki needs time. She's a slow burn.
This is Blazing by Nicki.
Inevitably, but could it be little me? You was hyped with me. Now it's monotony when it regularly. I catch wreck one recreation, so I exceed all your expectations. Nice. Then got it in on my calendar. Oh, nice. And I'm so I was on, but all right.
Girl, so she sounds like she's sprinting, whereas Bus Driver is doing. She sounds like she's sprinting, whereas Bus Driver sounds like he can sprint, he can stop, he can zigzag. He's Michael Jordan with his lips.
But Nicki Minaj always sounds like she's sprinting.
I don't listen to her enough, but that was good.
That was good. That was the 9 or 10 seconds that Nicki Minaj has.
I agree.
Good and fast. Other than that, nothing. You guys, you chose the right sample to bring of Nicki Minaj. Because after I researched, I discovered you were right.
Yeah. Can I plug in for a second? I want to play one thing for Rhonda. You know, we talked all about this pink stuff. One of the reasons I think we rag on the pink and the Target end caps and everything is there's a certain type of music that the three of us like. We all have in common. There's a lot of variety. Dave likes reggae. I like techno. Tony likes punk.
Rock and roll.
I like country, but unfortunately, nobody in country fucking swears.
Yeah,
that's not true. There's lots of country that swears.
Well, give me some names.
We will another show because we've talked a lot about country shit. There's a certain thread of music, and I think this is a good example maybe.
Okay.
That you just got to understand that we like, okay? There's a band called McCluskey, right? And they're a Texas punk rock band, and we just dig the shit.
right. Is this doing it for you, Rhonda?
No.
Say, don't go fucking in the barn, because the barn's on fire. And that's all they sing. In this, I told the story on one of her shows.
Well, I would not fuck in the barn if it was on fire. I mean, I'm just going to say, that's a good advice. I'm just saying that I would not fuck in a burning barn. I mean,
okay,
I
hold on.
For sure pick a different location.
I got one. Hold on. Which, this is another
advice, right?
This is another McCluskey song in which the video has kittens in it. This is Lightsaber Cocksucking Blues.
Either you are one, you're falling apart and it open a can of worms. And that gun's in my hand and I know it looks bad, but believe me, I'm innocent.
Oh my god, this is headbanging. Give me some acid and let's roll.
Turning me on with my lightsaber cocksucking.
Gong this motherfucker.
Gong.
Gong.
Okay, yeah, Tim, wow, Rhonda.
You need to give me some acid or some pot or something to get through that song.
Did you guys teach Rhonda about the gong or did she come up with that on her own?
Dude, I don't know,
If you gong something on the show, it's serious, and you got to turn it off. Period. Even if it's John Lennon and somebody gongs it.
Oh, gong, motherfucker! I would not gong John Lennon.
You gong McCluskey.
Well, why wouldn't you? Jesus Christ, what was going on there?
I know. McCluskey just got gonged.
There's always outliers and anomalies.
Gone, done, got gonged. Got done, got gonged. Is what I tried to just say.
Gone.
Outliers and anomalies. Band name, album name.
Band name.
Oh my god, dude.
That might be invisible.
I want to know. Let's switch topics.
Okay.
How do we wrap that up? How do we switch
topics? No, just like she did. Switch topics. Okay. Bring it.
Wrap this up.
Bring it.
Gone. We're going to talk about vote yes, vote no. Who's voting no?
Everybody's voting no.
Free donuts on Tuesday.
Amendment 23 or whatever. Yes. What is it? 1323?
It's the amendment to
define
marriage
in Minnesota
as between a man and a woman.
Right. So it's basically locking it in to the conservative Christian code.
Right. Which means that my partner, of course, if you don't know already, I am a lesbo. I'm lesbotion.
Lesbotion.
I've got a partner of almost 13 years. We have three dogs.
Tammy in the hot tub.
Children. Tammy in the hot tub. She is at home with the children, as she should be. No, I didn't say that. She's at home because she's exhausted from broomball. We want the rights that men and women have. I mean, you know, I don't want to have to carry my will or power of attorney in every state we go, and we travel quite a bit.
Yep.
I mean, for me to be in another state and be deathly ill, to have my partner come into the hospital would be, she had to have the piece of paper in hand. I want to be able to be married and go on with my life. And, you know, by not being married, I'm screwing the government out of a lot of taxes. Tammy claims everything.
Yeah?
Everything. All three kids, the house, everything. And I just claim.
You hear that, Mitt? Mitt or Brock, Mitt, you hear that? You guys could tax more if you allowed the lesbians to marry. And the homosexual males.
I went it's fishing true. With
you
my...
guys get screwed having to I do know. The whole family thing. And us lesbians, more kids we have, the better it is for us. Because
you know, last weekend I went fishing with my D.I.L.
D.I.L.
My douche-in-law.
Douche-in-law, wow.
I have no douche-in-laws.
Who is a card-carrying Republican.
Oh
boy.
Bad.
And I forced him to talk about the amendment or this vote.
Forced him is the right term because they don't want to talk about
it.
Because there's no reasoning behind it.
He has absolutely no thought behind it. And I kept saying, I mean, why are you going to vote for this? And he couldn't come up with any reason. And I said, listen, This is the same thing as 40 years ago denying black people the right to vote. This is another minority group that you're denying the right that you have. Why do you care? Why do you fucking care if some minority group has the same right as you? Give them the fucking right. It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, but what was his answer?
He said, well,
I love it, because there is no...
And you know what? The real shame here, guys, my true friends, it's not going to matter if this pass, if we win the vote no, it's going to mean shit. We still have to...
Yeah, it goes back
through.
It's still not
right.
It goes back to neutral.
It's not going to mean anything for me and my partner, who have already been married for 7-8 years. Well, you know, in our own little ceremony. But it's not going to mean anything for us, but it's going to pave the way for maybe getting it to be a meaning for us.
You don't lose ground.
Maybe someday, Tammy and I can have a wedding where you guys can all come and say,
like that.
Fucking did it, guys.
Yeah, and the popular press on this is that we're locking in the right for gay and lesbians to marry. And it's not true. No. You guys are just trying to hold the neutral ground that you have.
Yep.
It's not. And the but now on the counter argument, I heard that if you leave an empty ballot, it is basically a vote no, which I believe is 99% true. That's Help me out.
No, I don't think that that's true.
I'm pretty sure it is because they're trying to change something.
I don't think you can ever leave a thing blank and it goes one way or the other. If you leave a presidential ballot blank, it doesn't go one way or the other.
That's true, but if you're trying to you're trying to make a change,
the change doesn't take place.
Somebody research that.
I'm not on the internet, dude. I'm listening to you.
Fuck me.
I'm just listening to you.
Okay, hey, wait. While Dave looks that up.
While Dave's fucking me.
While Dave looks that up.
I want to mention that Mitt Romney gay thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know how to interject, though.
Well, I'm going
to
talk about zombies if you don't.
Oh, shit. Hey.
What do you mean? What about Mitt Romney?
If you watched the debates the other night, there was a question about gun laws from somebody in the audience. They had that town hall thing and people asked questions, right?
Yep.
And when Mitt Romney answered the question about what are you going to do about gun laws, somewhere in his rambling answer, he said, well, I believe one of the reasons or something to the effect of one of the reasons we have problems and we have so much violence is single-parent families. Yes, he did. And he extrapolated a little bit about single-parent families and not having two parents, etc. And I was surprised Obama didn't jump on that. But I'm expecting maybe either someone has
what about
the media.
Someone that has two mommies or two daddies.
That's my whole point. Is it was such a gaping hole that Obama could have jumped on. And I haven't read enough of the media to see if someone jumped on it. But maybe he will. But Romney said the reason for gun violence is single parent families.
God damn it, Brock, why didn't you fill
amazing?
Why didn't Brock fill that gaping hole?
Isn't that amazing?
Hey, you guys let me tell my
gun
joke?
Violence
give me
there's so many guns in the goddamn world, and people have so much access to them. I mean, Tammy and I, we don't own a gun. Well, we have a gun, but it's not. It's a gun that my dad gave me. It's not legal, but we have it up north, and we have it in a lock. It is legal, but I don't know. It's up there. I got it. I don't ever use it.
What kind of gun is it?
25, which is a really little, like, it looks like a 9mm, but it's really, really small.
Did you ever kill anything with it?
No, I lost the goddamn trigger.
The trigger?
And then we were walking around and found it, because we were trying to shoot it, and then we found the trigger, and we put it back in, and then we shot it a couple times, and the fucking thing was really loud and really hard to shoot. And I locked it up in the box, and nobody can get it.
What? If a solicitor came to your door, and he was wearing a rubber mask that had Hellraiser spikes in it.
Honey, my gun's up at my cabin.
I know. But the first, but if the first thing he said was, "Can I use your bathroom?" Would you shoot him?
I would never let him in my house.
What the fuck is that?
Oh no! I've shoot him on your front steps. Would you shoot him?
Well, honey, I would never let him in my house, and if he wanted to get in and try it, I would shoot the motherfucker.
You didn't answer the question.
Yeah, if he stayed on the front steps, but he said, "Can I use your bathroom?"
Hello, man.
And I'm wearing a pinhead mask.
You have to step in my house for me to shoot him, and it be legal.
The more you know.
The motherfucker has to step in my house. I'm not stupid.
Dave, say it again.
This is from the State of Minnesota website. It's a fact. It's a question and answer session. And the question is it true if I don't vote on a constitutional amendment, is it the same as a no vote? Yes, that is true. Constitutional amendments by law must be passed by a majority of all the voters who vote on election day. Therefore, if you don't vote on this question, the effect is the same as a no vote.
Therefore, we win!
So when we say vote no, we also mean don't
vote. Don't say shit.
Exactly.
My mom called me, and I thought it was so sweet because my mother struggled so much as I came out.
Yeah.
And I came out late in life, and she was like horrified that I was a lesbian. I mean, just horrified. She's like, oh my God, what did I do? What did I do to create you? Which she didn't do anything to create me.
Yes, it is definitely
who I am, and I was born this way. And I have aunts that will say, "Oh, Ron, I knew you were fucking gay when you were two. I mean, you were playing with G.I. Joes, and you were doing all kinds of shit." And I'd be like, "Okay," but my mom was so heartbroken. But she called me the other night, and it just gave me such joy for her to say, "Rhonda, I'm calling because George and I are arguing over how we should vote."
Sweet.
And I should vote no, shouldn't I? I said, yes, you should, Mom. She goes, I told you, you asshole. It's no. You can't vote yes. It's going to be against them.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, you know, she's screaming across the phone because she was so proud. And for my mom, who's only 68.
Yep.
Yep.
And, you know, she's young, and so she has a hard time with that. She doesn't get the whole, and she's from the South, Kentucky. She don't get that whole thing. But for her to come around and say, I told you so, motherfucker. You need to vote no. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it just made me feel so good inside for my mommy
to say that.
Because my mom and I used to get along not so well.
Yep, and it's probably one of the more important things that a listener has ever learned from listening. And I'm not joking around here. The more important thing that a listener has ever listened from this shitty podcast, as I drunkenly blurt that out, is that if you're trying to make a constitutional change, whether it be positive or negative, you have to have a majority vote. Otherwise, that shitty change or good change does not go through. It stays neutral. So thank fucking God in this case, right?
Yes. So if you're unsure, do what you do best. Do fucking nothing.
Sit on your ass. And on that note, let's take this podcast out. Paul, what did you bring us a closing song?
Yeah, I got a song that is probably one of my top 50 songs of all time.
Ooh.
It's just simply, I don't know if you remember in the 1990s, there was a band in the early 90s called Brand Van 3000.
No.
Seriously, they're out of Montreal, and they're totally a laid-back, stoner, mellow rock band. And they've continued on. They had a little tough time, but they do some electronic music shit now. But this was a big MTV hit for a while, and it's just simply called Drinking in L.A., and I want to share it with you guys because it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Are you going to all in if you want to answer a couple of questions? Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring a ding a ding, and I want those three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd.
He's alive! Alive!
Todd.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes when Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wall food, Julie, you are here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
This is a good song.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening to this shitty podcast.
Yeah, baby.
You got anything to say? Email Paul at musictoswearby gmail.com. I don't know how famous we are anymore, but look us up on Facebook and make us famous. Good night, everybody.
Pardon the profanity.
Pardon the profanity. Good night, all.
Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing. Absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money.
Some men there wanted to hurt us. Another man said we weren't worth the fuss. You could see them all bitching by the bar. Above the fine line between the rich and the poor. And Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
Man, I'm already walking on it.
Why so you got your pants down? Like, I needed to see that.
I came out of the bathroom and Paul standing there with his pants down. He goes,
is he showing full skin?
Just have to get your reaction. It's very simple.